The legal battle over President Donald Trump's deployment of National Guard troops to Los Angeles escalated this week as California state officials renewed their challenge in federal court. The case centers on whether Trump violated the law by sending troops to assist with immigration enforcement without the consent of the state's governor, and whether their presence breaches a long-standing ban on using the military for domestic policing. A number of California lawmakers spoke out at a press conference on Monday, including California State Assembly member Tina McKinnor.
We stand here today in 2025 and we share the same concerns of our founding fathers because that is exactly what's happening now. As Governor Newsom stated last week, the president is not a king and he is not above the law. No president is a king. The president is here to serve the people. We reject the president's unconstitutional acts to deploy U.S. Marines in this state and to federalize the California National Guard troops, not to stop a rebellion or an insurrection, but to create an atmosphere of fear and intimidation.
On Friday, U.S. District Judge Charles Breyer held a hearing in San Francisco, but declined to issue any new rulings. Instead, he ordered both sides to submit legal briefs by Monday, addressing whether the deployment violates the Posse Comitatus Act, an 1878 law that prohibits the use of federal troops for civilian law enforcement. The hearing came one day after a federal appeals court sided with Trump, allowing him to retain control of the National Guard under Title 10 authority, a provision typically reserved for national emergencies such as invasions or rebellions. Assembly member Rhodesia Ransom responded.
California does not want its guard turned into ICE agents for political theater. And at this point, we don't know if all of these folks on the ground are even federal agents. What Trump is doing is not about public safety. It is raw political gain. The real emergency here is a constitutional emergency that we must all respond to. We must refuse to accept this distortion of federal authority. California will not be bullied, and we will not allow our National Guard to be hijacked for a political stunt. If this ruling stands, no state is safe from federal overreach. So we ask that we come together as a nation to protect our Constitution.
As a former Marine herself, State Senator Caroline Menjivar spoke about the danger of using Marines domestically.
To see my brothers and sisters coming from a base that I was trained in, 29 Palms, and let me tell you, that is the most hated base in the entire Marine Corps, where you have nothing to do but train how to kill, how to destroy. That's what Marines are trained for. We are not trained to de-escalate situations. We are not trained to be sent into our own soil to detain our brothers and sisters, American citizens. But we sent 19 and 20-year-old trigger-happy individuals into the city of L.A. to help things? No, Mr. President, that is not leadership. There's no strategy behind that. It's one of the lowest points in American history.
Attorney General Rob Bonta echoed that message, saying the use of the military on U.S. soil must remain rare, serious, and legally clear. The Trump administration has defended the deployment, arguing the troops were necessary to secure federal buildings and ensure public safety. But civil rights groups say the move represents a dangerous expansion of presidential power. Assemblymember Nick Schultz agreed.
ICE has been more than capable of executing their functions without the need for the Cal Guard or the Marines. This is absolutely an instance of judicial overstep.
In the latest filings, California asked the court to allow further legal discovery, including depositions from a U.S. Army general and an acting ICE official. The state argues that the facts on the ground have changed and that the justification for continued deployment no longer exists. The Trump administration countered that the court should defer to the president's judgment. It argues that there is no legal limit on how long the Guard can remain deployed under federal authority and that the state's challenge is premature. Senator Alex Padilla talked about threats to democracy at a congressional hearing on Monday.
Just happens to be Los Angeles right now. Just happens to be California right now. Just happens to be a conversation about immigrant rights and due process right now. But this administration, including the Secretary of Homeland Security, has not been shy about what they perceive as their, quote, mission, to liberate Los Angeles from the governor and from the mayor. It is a dangerous notion when an administration believes it is their job or that of the military to determine which duly elected governors and mayors can lead their constituents.
Judge Breyer is expected to decide soon whether to weigh in on the remaining questions, including how long the troops can stay and whether their current use violates the Posse Comitatus Act. For now, the 4,000 National Guard members in Los Angeles remain under federal control. For KPFA News, I'm Dahlia Lozier.